This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Trent Berhau, Appellant versus State of Missouri Respondent, decided April 29th, 2025 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. Trent Berhau, opinion issued April 29th, 2025, Appellant v. No. SC 1809, State of Missouri, Respondent, Appeal from the Circuit Court of DeKalb County. The Honorable Ryan W. Horseman, judge after Trent Berhau fell from a ladder while incarcerated at Western Missouri Correctional Center, he filed a suit against the state for his injuries. Because Berhau filed his suit more than a year after he sustained his injuries, his suit is barred by the statute of limitations. Factual and procedural background: Berhau filed an amended petition against the state, alleging the state was at fault for causing him injury by creating a dangerous condition, because Berhau's supervisor too ordered him to place in a precarious position the ladder from which he fell. 1C section 537-600.12. 2. The state answered and moved for judgment on the pleadings, arguing it was entitled to judgment as a matter of law because Berhau's petition was time-barred, failed to state a claim, and failed to show he exhausted administrative remedies. The circuit court overruled the state's motion for judgment on the pleadings. The state then filed a renewed motion for judgment on the pleadings, arguing the state did not waive sovereign immunity, and alternatively, the statute of limitations barred Berhau's claim. The circuit court heard arguments on the state's renewed motion for judgment on the pleadings and, without explaining its reasoning, sustained the state's motion. 3 Berhau appeals. 4. 1 Berhau initially sued the Missouri Department of Corrections. After the department moved to dismiss Berhau's petition because it was filed outside of the time allowed by the statute of limitations, Berhau filed a motion for leave to amend his petition to dismiss the department without prejudice and add the state as the defendant. Berhau and the state filed a joint stipulation and consent to ruling requesting leave for Berhau to file an amended petition dismissing the department and adding the state as the sole defendant. The circuit court granted the request for leave, and Berhau filed his amended petition. 2. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016. 3. Following several discovery delays, Berhau filed a motion to compel discovery requesting sanctions and an amended motion for sanctions. The circuit court had the amended motion for sanctions before it at the same time as the state's renewed motion for judgment on the pleadings. The circuit court did not rule on Berhau's amended motion, which constitutes an overruling of the motion. Ruzicka v. Hart Printing Co., 21 SW3D 67, 73, Mo. App. 2000. 4. This court granted transfer after an opinion by the Court of Appeals, Mo. Const. Art. v. Sec. 10. 3 Standard of Review. This court reviews a circuit court's ruling on a motion for judgment on the pleadings de novo. Woods v. Moe, Deput of Corps, 595 SW3D 504, 505, Moe, Bonk, 2020. A motion for judgment on the pleadings should be sustained if, from the face of the pleadings, the moving party is entitled to judgment as a matter of law. Edenitz, alteration in original. Internal quotation omitted. Analysis. Berhau alleges the circuit court erred by sustaining the state's renewed motion for judgment on the pleadings because Section 537-600 includes an exception that waives sovereign immunity for injuries caused by dangerous conditions on the state's property, and the statute of limitations limits only suits brought against the department, not the state. Notwithstanding Berhau's sovereign immunity argument, Berhau's claim is barred by the statute of limitations. 5 Section 516, Gaunt Walmd 45 dictates that all actions brought by an offender against the Department of Corrections or any entity or division thereof must be brought within 1 year of the alleged harm. Berhau brought his claim against the state more than a year after he fell and sustained injuries. But Berhau argues his suit is not barred because Section 516.145 applies only to actions against the Department of Corrections or any entity or division thereof, and he brought his claim against the state, which is not an entity of the department. 5. Berhau also appeals the circuit court's overruling of his amended motion for sanctions. Because Berhau's claim is barred, it is unnecessary to consider this point. 4. Any time a court is called upon to apply a statute, The primary obligation is to ascertain the intent of the legislature from the language used, to give effect to that intent if possible, and to con,